144 additional chemicals, including diesel fumes from manufacturing engines, would be under state regulation if the legislature okays a plan approved by the Department of Natural Resources Board on Tuesday. Carolyn Garber, who heads the DNR's Environmental Studies section, says current rules on hazardous pollutants are outdated.
The standards and the chemicals that are regulated are 15 years old. And as everybody knows, the world of science and technology has just been exploding. If you think back 15 years ago, we didn't have email.
An independent state study of costs indicate businesses might pay $2.5 million to be in compliance with state rules, but a separate study done by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce puts that figure much higher, $100 million. Spokesperson Jeff Shepke says business shouldn't have to bear such an expense when the health dangers of some of the listed chemicals aren't proven.
We don't think, in essence, that there has been an analysis of what those benefits are, and we don't think that if they did, it would weigh up to the cost.
Carol Terrell of the Madison Sierra Club disagrees.
If we don't know the human health impacts of man-made chemicals, we need to be more cautious about allowing chemicals that have carcinogenic impacts and other kinds of respiratory impacts.
Wisconsin's new air pollution rules would be stricter than the Federal Clean Air Act. DNR officials say 21 states regulate air toxins to such a degree or are on their way to doing so. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.